flicking through the pages of a book that everyone is reading. But this writer is clever, they're misleading. Sat in the car, I am the passenger, trying to compromise on the temperature. Because one of us is cold and one of us is warm. I am cold. At a glance, we are the same. We're the same age and yet are not on the same page. Misleading. It often seems like people have read ahead, like you've just got dough and they've got bread. And it's hard to find someone that's behind, someone still lost in their own mind, because we've all grown wary of playing with a fairy. Letter by letter, life getting better and better, chapter after chapter, getting closer to the rapture, getting closer to your capture. The book is always getting shorter, but it's still filled with mundane tasks like drinking water, slowly feeling like torture. Because now you've been captured, captured in its web of words. There's no going back. Your book is yours to defend. Close it early and you'll never know how it was meant to end. So you live in the constant search, searching until it hurts for the person on the same page, no matter what their rage or wage, longing to break out of this small cage. You've got so many theories, long past the bit with fairies. Need someone who will understand before you say and love you before you fray. Someone who will pat you on the back and say hey when you've had a rough day. Chapter 17 is ending now. Chapter 18 is yet to be. The words unwritten, unspoken, mistakes not yet made, dreams not yet dreamt. So even if it fills me with rage, I will never disengage. I will keep searching for someone that is on the same page. Because now, I am the driver.